In the world of classical music, there aren't many combinations written for flute and violin duets. Both instruments live in the higher tonal range. But this weekend, a recital in Eureka Springs will feature that exact combination. Flutist Indigo Fisher and violinist Rebecca Paddock will perform Sunday evening at Eureka Unitarian Universalist Fellowship in Eureka Springs. The two came to the Carver Center for Public Radio earlier this week to talk with Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis. And they give us a preview of what to expect at their Sunday recital. Before that conversation, we'll hear the two performing Mozart. This is from The Magic Flute.
So, first of all, tell me how you two came together to perform these duos at this recital this weekend.
Well, I work at a cafe in Eureka Springs, and Indigo's mother works next door, and she came into the cafe and was talking about Indigo and how she goes to music school in Colorado, and I was excited that she'd be coming back to town for the summer, so I asked her if she would like to perform a concert together.
And you said yes.
I obviously said yes. I said yes! There are not many classical musicians in Eureka since it's a town of 2,100 people. So I really never get to play with anyone while I'm home. So it's been a treat to actually have another partner in crime to play with.
What does that do for you when you get to play when you come home?
Well, it's so motivating. I'm a busy, busy person, so I love to just be doing things all the time. And it gives me a great goal while I'm home to be preparing for this recital, to be working on the music, to be scheduling the rehearsals, arranging a lot of our music, getting all the promo ready, getting the programs ready. It's definitely been keeping me busy, and I've loved that.
So you've been playing flute for several years. Tell me a bit about kind of how you've progressed in your flute playing.
Well, I started flute in the fifth grade band, and I chose the flute over the clarinet. Those were the only two band instruments I really knew about, and I knew the flute was shinier and therefore prettier, so I chose it. And it stuck with me, and I'm glad it has, because I'm making it my career now professionally. In eighth grade, I started taking private lessons, and that completely changed my life, and it really made me want to pursue this in a more challenged way. And I transferred schools twice, and the second transfer was to Interlochen Arts Academy, which is a boarding arts high school in Interlochen, Michigan. And I went there for 2 years, and that also completely changed my life, and it set me on my track now and helped me prepare for college auditions. So I auditioned for and was accepted to University of Colorado Boulder, where I am now, and I'm studying with one of my dream flute players, Professor Christina Jennings. I call her a flute goddess because she is, and she inspires me every time I hear her play in every lesson. I'm so happy to be there.
And where do you want to go with your flute studies?
I would love to be doing exactly what my professor's doing, so either teaching at a high-tier university as a flute professor or at a conservatory, and also having a very active performance life, either in a regional orchestra, wherever I'm based, or with a chamber ensemble, such as what I'm doing with Rebecca.
So, Rebecca, you were in here earlier this year as part of Sad Daddy, a band you play with in Eureka, in Arkansas, throughout the region. It's a folk band, an old-time folk band, but these are classical songs that you're playing. How challenging is it to switch between folk and classical?
Well, I grew up playing classical, so it's nice to get back to what I've done probably the longest period of my life. I think it is challenging to switch between the two because a lot of the styles are different. I probably play more rhythmically, and slower vibrato are certain examples of how folk music is different than classical, and the a lot faster notes in some of the classical music and different techniques and stuff like that. But I still feel like the goal is the same, to like have fun and hopefully make people who come to the concert feel something or have a good experience at the concert. So,
do you feel that getting to perform classical music helps inform your folk playing as well?
Definitely. And I think any kind of music, because you're just trying to express emotions or get across something to the audience and try to change their mood or things like that. So also just the technique behind the instrument is a lot of it is the same. So if you already know how to play all the notes on the violin, so it's easy to translate it over to a folk song.
Okay. So earlier we were talking about, or y'all were talking about, how pieces with flute and violin are kind of rare. How are you getting around that?
Well, we've been finding some of our favorite classical pieces and arranging them for flute and violin. And the reason behind there not being a lot of repertoire for the two instruments is because they're the highest pitched instruments in an orchestra, for example. They're both treble instruments, very shrill, and there's really no harmony in a lot of flute violin because we're playing the melody. So we've been having to arrange pieces in order to have one of us playing the harmony while the other is doing the melody. And something that's been very challenging is tuning, because these two instruments are up in the high register. You know, your ears might get a little hurt hearing some of our notes sometimes because they're so high. So it's very difficult to tune up in that higher stratosphere of the instruments. And I think that's a big reason that there isn't a lot of repertoire for them. Not that we cannot sound beautiful together, because we do, especially when we've arranged these pieces to really complement with harmony and melody at the same time.
So is it freeing or just different hearing these pieces without, you know, those lower voices mixed in there?
It's different. It's maybe not freeing. That's not maybe the right word, but it's definitely not any worse without it. I think we're doing just fine without the bassists or the cellists playing along with us, because we still do have harmony with our pieces. And the violin and the flute individually are such amazing, flashy, virtuosic instruments that when you put them together, it's like a match made in heaven.
So tell me about this recital that's taking place Sunday.
So our recital is this Sunday, June 18th at 7 p.m. It'll be at the Eureka Unitarian Universalist Fellowship in Eureka Springs. Tickets are $12 at the door, and we are going to have an amazing program of the Mozart that you heard today from the Magic Flute. We're going to be playing some Vivaldi, some Bach, and maybe even an Irish jig.
So an Irish jig.
Yeah, it's going to be a great program. That's been fun. That's been really fun to work on.
So you two haven't been playing together for very long. How has it been to get acquainted with each other musically?
It's been exciting. We've been kind of rehearsing almost every other day or every day for the last couple weeks. And just to get to know Indigo and work together has been great. We have a beautiful space that we practice, and it's just been exciting to get to work hard on something and have a goal to work towards. And we're excited for the concert. I think the music is really accessible to anyone, even if they're not used to going to a classical music concert, sort of like a lot of the hits.
Yeah,
and like
you'll recognize
they're shorter, like, duration songs, so it's kind of like
they're very approachable pieces.
Approachable pieces that anyone could, like, feel something to or imagine something in their mind, a scene going on in their mind, too. So I'm excited about all the music we're playing.
So this piece is the Flower Duet from the opera Lakmé by Léo Delibes.
Indigo, Rebecca, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
That was flutist Indigo Fisher and violinist Rebecca Paddock performing inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio at KUAF. Their recital takes place 7 p.m. Sunday at the Eureka Unitarian Universalist Fellowship. That's on Elk Street in Eureka Springs.